Chicago wheat leads the way, very strong, followed by beans and then corn. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Farm Market Review. Final numbers from the rally coming up. We'll begin with market commentary from Arlen Suderman of StoneX. I spoke with him at the end of the session. Lots of news impacting markets. Crude oil very strong and a higher open. And then the Tuesday world supply and demand update, Arlen, which was extremely positive, beginning with wheat and ending stocks there hitting lows that we haven't seen in a while. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And USDA came in with a winter wheat crop that was even smaller than what we anticipated. We had one of the lower estimates overall. But the bottom line is wheat ending stocks then coming in at a tight 771, I shouldn't say tight, but certainly tighter than we have been for quite some time, 771 million bushels, below the trade estimate of 833 million bushels, and below this old crop year of 935 million bushels. So a significant tightening up of the supplies. All winter wheat production at 1.047 billion bushels. That's down from 1.4 billion last year. The trade had been looking for something close to 1.2 billion. Hard red winter wheat is where the biggest losses were, almost a 300 million bushel drop there, about 285 million bushels or so. But soft red winter wheat also dropping from where we were a year ago, dropping better than 50 million bushels, less than last year's crop, tightening up that balance sheet. Now we wait to see if there's wheat in a trade deal with President Trump meeting with President Xi later this week.
And it was not only wheat on Tuesday, but new crop soybean ending stocks also below expectations. So some market support there too.
Absolutely. When you look at the soybean balance sheet, new crop soybean ending stocks at 310 million bushels. The trade had been looking for 364 million. This current year is 340, so it's a trend in the right direction for tightening things up. Overall, USDA dropping old crop soybean exports by 10 million bushels, not expecting any more soybeans to go to China in the current marketing year. But they only raised next year the new crop soybean exports by 100 million bushels. If China were to actually buy 25 million metric tons for this next marketing year, like what was in the handshake agreement, we'd need to see that number a lot higher. So that suggests that USDA is very skeptical about China buying the 25 million metric tons for next year, as am I. I think it'll be closer to something similar to what they did this year.
Arlen Suderman commentary, Arlen at StoneX. And the final numbers now from Tuesday trade. July corn, a gain of 4.75. It tops out at 480. September, 486.25, up 4.5. December contract, 502, a gain of 4.25. July beans, 12.26.75, up 13.75. August, also 13.75 higher, 12.21.75. Novi contract, 12.05. That one was up 10.25. And July wheat, a banner day, 6.79, gaining 45 cents. The meats down, June live cattle, 247.70, down 170. And June lean hogs, 98.42, down $1.80. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.